I'm Deepak Chopra, and I'm going to take you through a meditation that will help you manifest the infinite organizing power of intention. I use the word infinite organizing power because intention does have infinite organizing power when it comes from the field of infinite possibilities. When it comes from surrender to uncertainty, the realization that our ground state, the self of the individual, is also the self of the universe. Because ultimately there's only one ground state, and many people refer to it as the unified field. So just close your eyes and sit comfortably, and perhaps for the next couple of minutes, just observe your breathing. On the in-breath, think the word so. So as you breathe in, so, so. As you breathe out, hum. So, hum. So, hum. So, hum. Of course, as you practice this, your mind will get distracted, and that's fine. You know, if you have thoughts and sensations, or you hear noises, just go back to watching your breath. And on the in-breath, think the word so. On the out-breath, think the word hum. I'll let you do it for about 3 or 4 minutes. Thank you. Okay, now that you've done this for 3 or 4 minutes, put your attention in your heart, and all you have to do is keep your awareness in the heart and ask yourself the question, what do I want? Just that. You don't have to write down any goals or desires or anything, just put your attention in your heart and say, what do I want? That's it. Just by asking that question, whatever is most important will surface in your consciousness. So one doesn't have to write goals or be specific about intentions or anything of the sort. Just ask yourself a question, and then whatever is most important in your life will spontaneously surface in your consciousness, and you just listen. So again, put your attention in your heart, just ask that question and listen. Listen with your heart. Okay, now that you've heard the answer, just let go of it. And keeping your awareness in your heart, just be aware of your heartbeat as a sound or a sensation. So just have focused attention on your heart and be aware of your heartbeat as a sound and a sensation. And even as you're aware of your heartbeat as a sound and a sensation, experience gratitude by thinking of all the things that you're grateful for. So there's so many things happening in your life that you could be grateful for, so just be aware of all those things. And experiencing gratitude is a wonderful way of getting your ego out of the way. The ego is the self-image, frequently referred to as edging God out, EGO. So just be aware of that and ask yourself, what am I grateful for? And if you do that, the ego will spontaneously move out of the way, because it's impossible to have ego and gratitude at the same time. So just experience gratitude while keeping your attention on your heart. And now, if you're sitting comfortably, bring your awareness from your heart to your open hands, which are lying on your lap, and see if you can transfer your heartbeat, the experience of your heartbeat, to your hands, just by having a simple intention. And if you do that, you should be able to feel some sensation, some tingling, some throbbing, some warmth in your hands. See, it's very simple. You just had the intention and you transferred the blood supply to your hands. You didn't have to think how to do it. You didn't have to get involved in the details. You just had the intention in the quietness of your awareness, in the experience of gratitude. Keep feeling your sensations of the heartbeat in your hands, the tingling, the warmth, maybe some throbbing. Intention did that. Now bring your awareness back to your heart and move your awareness in the face and have the same idea around your cheeks, around your orbits. Bring your heartbeat to your face. And see how simple that is. You feel the warmth, the sensation there. You just diverted your blood supply from your hands into your face. Moved your blood upwards against the force of gravity, just by mere intention. When you see that your consciousness and your body are so inseparably linked, and that you can influence the behavior of your body just by a flicker of an intention, then you realize that the universe is also our body. The trees, the sun, the moon, the stars, the galaxies, nature, the rivers, they're as vital to our existence as our heart or kidney or brain. So there's no such thing as me and the environment. It's just the whole thing is me. Okay, you are your body, you are also the universe, because the universe is your personal body. And just like you can influence your body's behavior through intention, you can influence the behavior of the universe through intention, provided you come from a place of non-ego, settled awareness, detachment. Those are the keys. So we like to say choiceless awareness and subtle intention with detachment is the key. So bring your awareness now back into your heart, bring it into your entire body, feel your entire body. Your whole body is a lively, self-interacting, intelligent field of consciousness, of bliss. Just have the idea that your body is one of light and energy, and it's one with the light and energy of the universe. And in that quietness, once again, ask yourself, what do I want? And just listen to the answer. That's all you have to do. And relax into your body and take a minute and gently open your eyes. Okay, so that's the infinite organizing power of intention. Ask what I want, learn to go into the stillness, detach from the outcome, don't get involved in the details, and let the universe handle the details. The details you don't have to bother with. Synchronicity, which is the creative response of the universe, will provide you with opportunities, situations, circumstances, and relationships to fulfill those intentions. And when that happens, then take action. But once again, take action with no personal investment, leaving the results to the unknown, knowing that the universe will respond. So good luck in your journey through subtle intention and choiceless awareness.